As we begin this series that we're starting here at Unity Church of Lawrence on our core values, we first define values as our principles, our standards of behavior, or things that are important to us and that influence the decisions and the actions that we take. Some examples are family, health, work, success, honesty. Some not-so-noble values are greed, revenge. It has been said that if you want to know what someone values, take a look at their calendar and their bank statement. So what do our personal calendars say about our values? Chances are we fit right in with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, showing a good deal of our time and our money go towards providing food, clothing, and shelter for ourselves and our family, creating a space of safety and comfort and support for everyone. Now, what about those calendars and checkbooks? Do they say that we value playtime, recreation, having fun? I hope so, because you know that all work and no play make Jack and Jill very dull beings. Being here today shows that we all value the spiritual community, where we provide a place of safety and acceptance, a place where people come to know that they are a divine creation of God, that God is everywhere, including within each of us, that they come to an environment of love. Each week, as our ushers gather the love offering, we individually put forth a percentage of our income to demonstrate that we value this community. We each decide what that percentage is. We also decide what percentage of our time is going to go forth to volunteer here at Unity Church of Lawrence. And as we volunteer, we spiritually develop through service, and we bless this community with that love and service. You know, we all lead such busy lives. As we go through this series for the next 5 and 6 weeks on values, I hope we each take the time to ask ourselves, do our calendar and our bank statement come into alignment with the values that we want to have in our life? Or are we spending most of our time fulfilling someone else's values? A metaphor often used when speaking about values is a compass. Values help us determine in which direction we are headed. They help us determine which principles we want to develop and live by. In a book that we have a class going on right now about, Cindy Wigglesworth is the author. In her book, SQ21, she points out that if we say that we value our health but don't eat well or don't take care of our body, then it's not a real value. It is more an aspirational value. At best, she writes. She adds that lived values, on the other hand, are backed up by the choices and the actions that we take. Within an organization such as a church, a set of core values can unify the group, helping everyone know what is important to the community, which standards we hold for interacting with each other, and which values we want our leadership and our members and congregants to focus on when making key decisions for our community. The great news is Unity Church has done a lot of work here in Lawrence to have core values, their own core values. And today I'm so excited. We are going to hear from an awesome group that I have just so enjoyed hearing about and working with to learn about the process, to recall the process that this community went through to connect with the core values that are important to Unity Church of Lawrence. So on that note, I invite the core values team to come forward and share with us.
Good morning. I'm Diane Silver. I was privileged to be a member of the core values team, and I finally found my notes from that period. And as we all remembered, I had to leave for a certain period of time because I got very ill at that time, but I was able to come back. And these amazing people behind me, Chris Hicks, Carla Muma, Jessica Pryor, Frank Schwaller, along with Jim Jagger, Reverend Don Lane, carried on and did a marvelous time. I didn't actually need to be there hardly at all. We're here for the moment to talk just a little bit about the process. Feel free to interrupt or throw something at me if I don't have it right. This was 5 years ago. And 5 years ago, we were blessed, and I mean this, blessed, to have a failed search for a new minister. We had a wonderful charismatic minister, I mean charismatic as in a great speaker, drew in a lot of people, named Reverend Darlene Strickland. A lot of you people may remember her. And when she left, we went through a period of wandering in the wilderness. At that time, we brought in Reverend Don Lane, who acted as an interim minister. And we went through a whole search, and we came up with, Don Lane came after the search, and we came up with four candidates, and we were not able to decide on any of the four. And then after Don Lane came in, we realized that we needed to figure out who the heck we were. I mean, we all came here individually, just like I came here individually, but we all had different ideas about what Unity Church of Lawrence was and what we should be. So we started on the core values process, which, even though I couldn't participate in all of it, I participated in some of it, I think was some of the best work I've ever done in this church. It changed us individually, and I think it changed a lot of people. One of the first things we did was to have meetings in the sanctuary, and I think if I am remembering correctly, I know there are people who are in this room that were there, but you call them post-it notes, Jessica. We had big, big posters that kind of were like sticky notes that we had all around the walls, and we brainstormed words that were what we thought our values were, and we just let it fly. We let all sorts of words come out, wrote them down, on the post-it thingies. And then we each had so many stars, if I'm getting this right, and we wandered around the room going, okay, so who are we really? And we got to vote for, I believe we voted for five values. And you'd wander around and go, oh, I like that one. And you'd put up your star, and then you'd find another one and go, oh, I don't know about that one. And when we were done, it was very clear that we had five values. In fact, actually, the first value that came out was, if I'm saying this right, transformation. And it was like, whoa, covered with stars. It was awesome. So after we went through that process and came up with basically four words or a couple words, very close, then the core values team was appointed, and that was us, along with Jim Jagger and Don Lane. And we met. And they met when I wasn't able to be there, we worked with Susan Beck, who was at the Association of Unity Churches then. She gave us a core values template, which I found in my computer last night. And we had to come up with the word. We had to come up with a sentence that described the word, a rationale for it, which was why we believe this to be true. This is the underlying reason for selecting this value as one of the core values of this church. We also had to figure out consequences. What specific actions will the ministry as an organization take to demonstrate this value? And then we had to come up with individual behaviors. What individual behaviors will we practice to model or demonstrate this value? It was an awesome process. When I started in on this, I thought, well, this is going to be hard. And it was. And I've actually found a few. I came up with a spreadsheet this morning where I think Chris and I had our comments on some of the wording. And it took a while, but it was also one of the most spirit-guided things I think we've ever been involved with. We just felt, we prayed before every session. We felt guided by spirit. And then when we came up with our final list of words, Well, when we expanded on our words, when we had our sentences as why, when we had our behaviors for the ministry, and when we had our, you know, how do you act this way? How do you put this value into real life for yourself? Then I believe we approved this. The people who came to the meetings approved it. The board approved it. And we went forth. I think it was a blessing that we had that failed search.